Welcome to the Paranormal News Insider for January 23rd, 2012. Encrypted news, interesting news out of Indonesia. Miller's grizzled langur, a type of monkey thought to be extinct because of hunting and human encroachment, has been rediscovered years after it was thought to be extinct. The monkeys were found well outside of their previously established home range, and a note of interest is that these monkeys were merely identified in photographs in which they appeared at the site. In UFO news, numerous reports flooded into an Akron, Ohio radio station that a strange object was sighted on the back of a semi-tractor trailer on Interstate 76 in western Pennsylvania on Wednesday afternoon, January 18th. The object was described as something very odd-shaped, and the yet-to-be-identified object was being escorted by numerous highway patrol cars. This area does have one UFO report in the previous 24 hours, but no word of a crash sighting, and I have yet to find any information or witnesses to this event. Another purported UFO crash took place on January 10th. Several witnesses from North Florida to Southern Georgia witnessed a strange object. As the object entered the St. Simons Island area of Georgia, the object descended and apparently crashed. The Coast Guard and Civil Air Patrol investigated the scene, but apparently came up with nothing. In ghost news, I tend to shy away from paranormal blogs as well as the sites that survive on them here on the Paranormal News Insider, but last week there was a really good one that I couldn't ignore. Ken Summers from the Who Forded website at whofordedblog.com is actually an acquaintance of mine, a guy who I know has been around for a number of years as a paranormal investigator, and a person I have seen go from obsessed with local urban legends to running the middle of the road, the same as I have done over the years. His latest blog is titled State of the Supernatural, A Call to Restore Sanity, and discusses a handful of thoughts to help make one a better paranormal investigator. A couple of the highlights. The first is embrace skepticism, something that was hard for me to do until I realized I'd been doing it all the time, if that makes any sense. The second, keep an open mind. This is something I've said for years. An open mind does not mean you have to believe everything is a ghost, but be open to all explanations, even if they go against popular perception. The third, educate yourself. This goes in hand with the next subject, which is read more, watch less. This means read more books on relevant subjects and watch less television. People tend to think that since some of the groups on television are real groups, this means what they are doing is completely real when it's just television, which is entertainment. Read more about this blog at whofortedblog.com. That's whofortedblog.com. And in other news, Princess Diana has returned from the dead to appear in a Glasgow, Scotland church. An image that appears to be the head of a figure is seen in video footage shot by tourists in the church that appears in one of the stained glass windows. The figure strangely appears as the camera struggles to stay in focus. Well, my question is, did Diana ever set foot in the church? I think that's point number one that we should think about. Let alone whether or not it was pareidolia, what was the real image in the stained glass window, so on and so forth. Okay, anyway. Do you remember the giant triangle that was seen in NASA footage? Well, NASA has finally spoken about their footage and offered their valid explanation of the phenomenon. The giant invisible triangle is more than likely not a giant cloaked UFO headed our way, but is actually a product of the reflection of light into the lens of the camera. And in conferences, conventions, and other paranormal gatherings, one little minor mistake I made. I quoted that the 2012 Haunted America Conference took place January 22nd and 23rd. However, it's actually not till June 22nd and 23rd in Decatur, Illinois. My fault, and that's why I always put the disclaimer about contacting the correct website. Later this month is Ghost Talk, January 28th and 29th in Huntsville, Alabama. And right here, I'm going to go to the website just to make sure. Yes, it is January 28th, so that is correct. And January 29th in Huntsville, Alabama. I'm going to go through and proofread all of these just to make sure that they're all correct. To see my current list of paranormal conferences and conventions, check out the events page at paranewsinsider.com. www.paranormalblogs.com. And once again, we are not associated in any way with any event listed and cannot guarantee any information provided. Please check with the appropriate website particular information so you don't go in the wrong month. If you have any information about any event and would like to hear it here, let me know at insider@paranewsinsider.com. Be sure to visit the Grand Dark Conspiracy Network at thegdc.ning.com, on Facebook, and live every Monday night at 10 p.m. Eastern on sharkradionetwork.com. I'll see you there, and I'll see you next week on the Grand Dark Conspiracy. For the Paranormal News Insider, I'm Brian Parsons.